Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to this month's episode of the Keep On Rolling podcast. This month, we are going to be joined by Mr. Tom Johnson, who is Hey, perfect. Thank you, Tom. And Tom, what's your title currently here at Conti?
Currently, I am the Senior Training Specialist out of Fort Mill.
Perfect, perfect. Well, Tom, we're glad you can join us here in the studio today to record a podcast. What we wanted to do with this episode was kind of talk a little bit about our in-person trainings that we offer through the truck tire team. So this is something that, you know, obviously our team takes a lot of care in putting out here. And Tom, you're the main guy who gets to run the show for all these different events. So we want to kind of talk a little bit about those. But before we get into all of those fun training event topics, why don't you kind of introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background at Conti and background in the tire industry, and we'll pick up from there.
Absolutely. Yeah, glad to be here. I've been with Continental for 12 years, which is kind of hard to believe. I started back in 2012. I used to work for a tire company out of Wisconsin. It was Badger Tire and Wheel. We did trailer tires only, but it was what got me started in tires. And it seems like once you get in tires, you can't get out. And then when I started with Continental, I was hired as a TSM and was in Oklahoma for about 3 years, and then stayed with truck and went down to Houston, Texas, and covered that market for about 3 years. And then I did a short stint with the CST division, moved to Colorado, and then came back to truck. And now I'm in Fort Mill at the corporate office doing training events with you.
Perfect. Hey, well, I'm glad to have you over here on this side after all those moves and all those experiences here. But, you know, it makes you definitely a good storyteller and somebody who's got a lot of good knowledge to bring to the table when it comes to teaching people about tires here. So appreciate you being in the studio today and for being part of our team. So let's just dive right on in. So, I mean, the big thing we want to talk about was some of these in-person training events. I mean, we just got done with our Uvalde event, and then we've actually got our Mount Vernon training coming up here next week. So there's a lot of things going on, and we got a lot of different kinds of training events that are out there. But what I was really kind of hoping to talk a little bit about first was those big training events that we offer for our customers, the ones that we offer for our internal employees, but we also invite some of our customers. I know we've gone through quite a few changes in those this year, and I was kind of hoping to just kind of pick your brain a little bit about them. I mean, what's going on? What's going on with these events? And just give us kind of a summary on them, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So what we've done something a little bit different this year. We've tried to make it a very linear process. We start with a truck tire basics class. Truly, if you had no tire background, and again, you mentioned that these are for external customers, be that either fleets or dealers, if they had somebody new to the industry, this is a fantastic class for that. We'll cover sidewall information, what all those numbers mean on the sidewall, what is a 14 versus a 16 ply? How do we get to those different load ratings that we do? Why is air pressure so important? Truly basic information, but fantastic if you're a new hire just getting into the industry. And we follow that class up with our advanced truck tire wear class. The basics class, I don't think mentioned, we do that at our Mount Vernon plant. So it's an opportunity to see our largest plant in the Conti system. And then advanced truck tire wear is at our Clinton plant, and we do a plant tour over there. But this is more about tire wear, things that you're going to see out in the field. Also, if you have fleets and or dealer personnel that have been doing this for a little while, this is a fantastic class where they can come in and see even weird wear patterns, common wear patterns, what's causing it, how do you fix it. We have MD Alignment come in and talk to us about things that you can do to alleviate some of these problems. You'll see interesting things like a frozen tire or a tire that's been struck by lightning. So anything that's causing wear on tires, on your truck tires, and how your fleets can benefit by making changes, that's what we cover there. And then our last class, we'll call it like our premier class, is Truck Tire Masters. We do that at our Uvalde facility in Texas. It's our test track. And while there, we will cover advanced topics. You'll get to have an in-depth discussion on digital solutions. We also spend time out on the track. You get to spend a day to see how we test truck tires. And there's some fun stuff, too. You actually get to drive company, a couple of cars out on the track. We have a wet track there. We also have a dry track. So interesting things that you can do at the track for your customers and for your dealers.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. I mean, it's nice to have that kind of linear approach, right? Starting off in that truck tire basics class where we're in Mount Vernon, really just going over the basics of how we build a truck tire, going from there into the advanced truck tire wear class over in Clinton, where you're going to go a little more into tire wear analysis. That one's really where TCS gets to really shine, getting to show off all the different tires they've collected over the years. And then you go to the master's class, right? Where that's where you're really hitting that high level topics, right? Those things that fleet managers are going to be really interested in. Folks who've been in the industry for a little while are really going to be able to kind of dive in and get a lot out of those kind of topics. So,
absolutely.
I think it's an interesting model. You know, it's something we've gone through. We're doing the last round of those classes here coming up soon, right? The truck tire basics is the only one we haven't hosted quite yet. And that's coming up here very shortly. So it seems like an interesting model.
Might be a little too late to sign up for the one next week. We've already closed it, but we're going to do this exact same class in June. So if we have people that are interested and want to attend this, we're going to do a whole nother set of the basic, advanced, and masters for the latter part of the year.
Perfect, perfect. Well, that sounds good. I mean, and I think that's also kind of a good segue. I mean, this podcast is obviously used primarily internally, right, where we're sharing this around to folks who are in the field or folks who are in HQ here. You know, all these folks who are listening to this podcast have the potential to be able to attend one of these trainings, right? You know, it's something that's open to everybody. So what kind of advice would you have for somebody who's interested in going to one of these events? What should they do?
So I'll send out an invite that has a QR code to it that allows you to sign up. And we encourage TSMs can attend these as well. We have people from the Fort Mill office that are going to attend. So if you have some customers that are interested in going, it's a great opportunity for you to sign up as well and spend some one-on-one time with your customer. We've got dealers that attend as well as national accounts. So if it's somebody that you're trying to build a relationship with to further our presence in their company, I highly recommend going ahead and signing up at the same time when your customer does.
Yeah, we actually had a kind of interesting experience with that down in Uvalde a couple weeks ago for that Truck Tire Masters class, where we had some TSMs who showed up with their customers. And I mean, the feedback we got from the customers and from the TSMs both was really positive, right? It really allowed them to kind of take ownership and be part of that group who, you know, is actually here promoting all this kind of stuff and show their customers what Continental is capable of, right? You know, there's not really a lot of places you can go to kind of show a customer what Conti looks like. And you know, Uvalde's a really great example of kind of who we are as a company. So it worked out really well to be able to go and show them that. You know, definitely a nice experience, you know, especially if you get a fleet and your servicing dealer to go with you, you know, and then the three of you guys can all come down to one of these events. It's a really great way to help further that relationship, right?
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this, kind of going back a little bit. We talked about the three different events. I mean, why do we make this change? I mean, what was the motivation behind that? I mean, we had a pretty good system for several years before that. I mean, we're going to this linear model is a little bit different, right? So, you know, what kind of led to the change and why the change for this year?
One of the things we were trying to make sure we covered is that we were giving a new experience for our customers. Some of the customers had been to our previous events. One of them was an internal event only. So basically, we had two external facing events. Now with these, all these events are opened up. It gives them another opportunity to see another plant. So with Mount Vernon being coming back into the loop, it's a chance that they can see exactly the capabilities that Continental has. And it was an opportunity to, okay, kind of separate the courses and have them mean something a little bit different every time. We want to make sure that we weren't going over the same materials over and over, that each time you attend one of these, you get a different experience and walk away with learning something else, learning something new.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we talked about this a little bit last year when we were kind of sitting down trying to figure out this new rewrite. You know, we wanted something, you know, these classes to be laid out in such a way where you would attend a Truck Tire Basics as that new dealer salesperson, or maybe somebody who's newer at Conti, and you would leave that class going, man, I really want to go see Clinton now. You know, I really want to go and participate in this next thing that's coming up, right? We wanted something that was going to be kind of stair-stepped up as you go up through the levels of these courses. So I think you kind of see that with that model. I know it's a bit of a change for this year, but I think it's something that has some real benefits for our customers. So It's always nice to be able to hear the explanation behind it here a little bit more too.
And I've seen where we've had customers that have attended the first class. Now they're already signed up for the other classes. We've got people that are wanting to attend all three already. I think it's good. It's working out good for us.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, that's great. I think too, that it kind of brings up another question I've got. I mean, we talked about how we've got this structure where ideally it's Truck Tire Basics first, then it's Advanced Truck Tire Wear in Clinton, then it's Truck Tire Masters. But sometimes that doesn't always work out for somebody's schedule. I mean, do they have to participate in that order? Or, I mean, is that okay if somebody goes a little bit out of order for some of these classes?
Absolutely. If it doesn't work with their schedule, they can certainly take it out of order. But if you are, a new hire with the company, I don't know if I'd necessarily recommend going to advanced right away. There might be some terms that are used that might not make sense. But if you've been doing this for a little while, I think you'd be fine to go ahead and take the advanced. And vice versa, if you've been doing this for quite a while, I wouldn't hesitate to sign up for the basics class again, simply because you get to hear things more and more, things reiterated, plus you get to see the Clinton plant. The Mount Vernon plant as well. You get to see the other plants. So I think I wouldn't hesitate to sign up. I think a new hire might want to go to basics first, but anybody who's been in the industry for a while, you could take these courses in any order. It'll make more sense if you take them in the way we've got it laid out.
Perfect. Well, I mean, it's good. No, especially for this first year, right? I mean, it's going to be kind of tough, but as this goes on, I mean, this is going to be the plan for years to come here. So folks can kind of get in here, get in the right order. But I really like what you mentioned about, you know, if you're an experienced TSM or somebody who's been in the industry for a while, it's been several years since we've been back to that Mount Vernon plan. And this gives you an opportunity to go back and attend. I think beyond that too, you know, one of the biggest requests we're getting these days from a training standpoint, from our dealers especially, is hey, can you help us onboard new dealer salespeople? Can you help us develop an onboarding program to help us bring in new counter folks or outside sales folks? So if you're an experienced CSM, this basics class has a lot to offer you too, because you can go to this class and this will probably give you some good inspiration on saying, hey, I can send folks here, or maybe I want to do a condensed version of this, or I want to have a conversation, maybe do like a lunch and learn that goes over some of the topics and uses some of the resources that I pick back up from this class, right? You might know everything you need to know about load ranges and sizes, but it can help you learn how to teach others that as well. So there's some cool opportunities behind that too.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity to plug. We have a new hire packet that TSMs can provide to their dealers. And I believe you put it together. It's a fantastic layout of everything you need to know when you're a new hire. The different types of trucks, different types of tires, terminology you probably need to get familiar with right away. And you can provide that to your new hires, and it gets them up to speed really quick.
Hey, always happy for some cross promotion here, especially on the training side here. So that's always helpful. And that's available for anybody on the CVT Resources Teams page. Underneath the training library tab there. Or you can just reach out to myself or Tom. We're happy to supply that to you as well. It's something that's becoming a bigger topic at these dealers. I mean, they had a lot of turnover in the last few years here, and you got a lot of dealers who are being acquired or changing hands, and you got some turnover going on these days. So it could be a great opportunity to get in with some of those dealers that you might not have had a great footing in with prior to some changes that have been going on with them. So,
absolutely.
So with that in mind, if you're a territory sales manager, or even if you're somebody who's in HQ and you're interested in attending one of these events, you talked about it, you'll get the invite sent out. I mean, is there anything else they should do? You know, maybe check with their manager first. I mean, is there any nomination process or anything they got to go through to attend one of these events?
No, there is no nomination. The way we've kind of changed it is people can attend, so you can share this with your customers. I would recommend you talk to your manager if you're an internal, if you work for Continental already. If you'd like to attend, just talk to your manager to make sure that they're okay with it. But we've got people from R&D attending these classes. We've got credit people attending. So people that work for Continental that may not necessarily have been out in the field or toured a plant before, they work for Continental, but they've never seen a tire put together. It's a great opportunity for some of these people to get exposure to the stuff that they're dealing with every day, and probably hopefully come away with a better understanding of how they're supporting you guys out in the field.
Absolutely. No, that's perfect. So yeah, just check with your manager first, make sure, you know, it's okay for you to travel to one of these events. If you're in the field, bring some customers with you. If you're internal, like I said, that channel going through your manager is probably your best option to start things off. Sometimes those classes fill up pretty quick, right? I think this Mount Vernon class we're doing coming up here filled up pretty quick. So it is advantageous to be on the early side when Tom sends out the upcoming event invite here. Go ahead and get registered for that class if you're interested in attending. So it's a good sign, though, when these classes fill up quickly, though. I mean, especially as folks want to go back and take a look at places like Mount Vernon or Clinton. You know, if you've worked here and you've never been to one of the plants, they're a really impressive facility to go visit and tour, and really kind of gives you a whole new perspective on who Continental is as a global manufacturer. It's a pretty interesting experience. So with that in mind, though, once they've registered for the class, I mean, what else do they really need to do? So, I mean, if it's an internal employee, you know, what all does training cover for them versus what are the things that they need to do to actually be able to attend a training class?
So typically what somebody would need to do is they would have to book the flight to get there, make sure that it works with your schedule. We have two sessions every time we do one of these. So there's a first session and a second session. Make sure whichever one works better with your schedule. Get signed up. Once you're signed up, you'll get a confirming email that you are in the class. And at that point, you can go ahead and book the flight. That email will have the location where you should fly into and what times. Typically, we'll take care of you from there. If there's a shuttle, we kind of have everybody get together, shuttle everybody to one location. And then while you're there, we take care of the hotels, the meals, getting you to and from the event, and then you take care of your flight coming back. So once you sign up, it's just a matter of you getting there, and we'll take you from there.
Perfect. Easy enough. Yeah. Once you get the flight there and get to the facility where you're going to be meeting up with, everything else is taken care of. So that's great to know from the internal perspective. If you're a TSM who's talking to customers, do we do the same kind of deal for them as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the same logistics. Typically, they just have to make sure that they work it out with their superior that it's okay to go ahead and book a flight. Go ahead and they sign up. And then if you're trying to coordinate it with them as well, if you plan on attending with some of your customers and you're in the field, obviously you want to know if they're going to the first or second session, and then you guys can all sign up right away. And like Josh had mentioned, these things fill up pretty quick. So once that registration goes out, and you know you want to take a customer, I highly suggest you sign up right away and make sure that everybody that's going that plans to attend together can get signed up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you really hit the nail on the head, especially if you're trying to bring customers where you guys can all attend on the same session. Or if you're trying to go with your team, you know, everybody just sit down real quick, sit together and take a couple of minutes, go ahead and get enrolled in that same session there earlier. It just improves your odds of making sure you can attend the way you want to with everybody in your group. But no, that's perfect. So no nominations needed. Everything's taken care of once you get there. Is it all right for folks to drive if you've got customers who are local to one of these facilities? Do we allow folks to drive in and meet us there?
Absolutely. If you are just outside the Mount Vernon area, it makes no sense for you to try to get a flight and go to St. Louis and then turn around and come right back. So certainly if it makes logistic sense for you to drive, we can accommodate that as well. We've got our events team that puts this together. They'll take care of, okay, who's driving in, who's actually flying in, arranging the flights. We started a new thing this year where they're actually using a Lyft app so that sometimes we don't necessarily have to try to have a bus schedule figured out, that then we can get everybody to the hotel, the event that away, which works out really good. But if you're driving, by all means, just let the event team know how you plan on getting there and we can work with you on that.
Yeah, the events team does a lot of really great stuff. I mean, but it all starts with that registration form, right? Where you're going to let them know, and they make all kinds of accommodations for customers. They're always great to work with. They help out tremendously with these events, putting us in really good hotels and putting together really good food options for us. So,
yeah, we've had people with special food allergies. We can accommodate that. There's all kinds of things we can do.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I think that covers most of the event logistics side here. I mean, I guess the last thing I would ask is, I mean, when we have one of these events coming up, when do you usually send out the invites for them? When should folks be looking for that invite to hit their inbox here?
I always try to send the event out a month before the event. So if it's kind of like this upcoming event is April 15th, I tried to make sure I had it out 30 days prior to that. And so I would always look a month out, and 30 days is a pretty good amount of time for people to figure out their schedules. And as far as like your dealers and fleets trying to get flights taken care of, that it usually works out pretty good.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, so looking ahead here a little bit, I mean, what events do we have on the horizon? I mean, I guess I should mention too, that when this podcast gets published, it'll probably be the week we get back from the first Truck Tire Basic session this year. So looking beyond that one that we're going to miss a little bit with this podcast here, what's on the schedule coming up for the rest of this year?
We've actually got a couple of online events. They're virtual events. Those will be coming up first. And I highly recommend people sign up for those. The last couple ones that we did, we've done a virtual alignment class, and then we've done a tire wear analysis class. We'll have over 200 people attend, not just sign up, but actually attend these virtual classes. So April 26th, we have a virtual alignment class. MD Alignment will put that on. Highly recommend people attend that. We've had a lot of shops where they can't necessarily send people to one of our in-person events. They'll have their guys out in the shop, sit around a computer and attend this. We try to limit it to around an hour, hour and a half, but we've had it go as long as 3 hours. People could stay if they wanted to and kept asking questions. It's impressive the interaction we get on these. So that's April 26th is the virtual alignment class. Then May 24th, we have a tire wear analysis class. Again, that's out of the Clinton shop where they'll bring tires out. We'll kind of cover wear analysis they see on tires that they've gotten back at the warranty center. That's another one where we have, you know, we'll have 200 people attend that class as well. And then coming up in June 17th through the 21st, we'll do another truck tire basics class. So that'll be in Mount Vernon. So we do a truck tire basics and then we go back and do another truck tire basics, but that'll be in June. Then July 19th, we do another virtual tire wear online course. August 16th, a virtual alignment course. August 19th through the 23rd, we're back in Clinton, so that will be advanced truck tire wear, two sessions there. And then September 23rd through the 27th is the truck tire master's class. And again, that's back in Uvalde.
Perfect. So yeah, we got a good run to be able to hit those classes in order coming up here if you're so inclined here. And obviously, you don't have to hit all these classes in 1 year, right? This is it's kind of ideal if you want to go to one year, go back to another one next year, right? You really got a lot of good options, but it's really nice. So we've got this laid out here for the latter half of this year to really go from basics to advanced to masters and got a good opportunity with there. And also you got those online classes, which are really easy to attend. Really, really beneficial classes. You know, TCS does an awesome job with that tire wear analysis class. For being a remote class, they really make it interactive. You get a really good chance to go look at a lot of these kind of damages here. They've got a really good setup for that. And MD Alignment's always a favorite, right? He's always great to have come in and speak. Customers really love hearing what they've got to talk about. It's a very fresh take on alignment that a lot of folks haven't heard unless they've gone through one of our classes with them previously. So definitely sounds like we've got a good slate of courses coming up. And like you mentioned here in the beginning, these are all customer-facing courses, so we can have customers attend these. We can have internal folks attend them as well. So you've got a lot of good options for those coming up here.
Absolutely. Look forward to you guys.
Any other classes coming up you want to talk a little bit about? I mean, maybe some of the internal ones. I mean, this is a podcast mainly for our internal audience. I mean, are there any internal classes you want to kind of shout out a little bit this year as well?
Absolutely. So we do a digital solutions class that's coming up. That's going to happen in May. So we will cover some digital solutions topics, make sure everybody's up to speed on that. We also do a ContiTrack 2 intro class that we'll be doing in Fort Mill. That's a class where if you're either new to the company or we've actually had people come back and attend it again that just needed a refresher, especially now that PPMO has become something that everybody wants to make sure they're doing the things properly. If you want to go through this class again, we are doing that in Fort Mill. That's in July 22nd. There'll be that class.
And we actually offer that class quarterly too, right? So, I mean, that's a reoccurring class for us that we started doing that this year. Instead of just doing one or two a year, we do now one per each quarter, just to give folks the opportunity to come back in and for us to be able to grab new hires a little quicker too.
And then the last one I'd like to mention is we do a Connie Lifecycle class that's going to coming up. That is to be determined. but that will be in our new location over in Rock Hill. So that we're excited about that one. That should be a really good class for CLC.
Perfect. Perfect. And I'll go back to that digital solutions class you mentioned too. So we're in the process of planning that class, and we're actually looking at doing some kind of unique with that one, where we're going to be bringing in 2 to 3 different districts, right? So that's gonna be one where your district managers can kind of opt in to that class. So we should be able to bring together some interesting groups of folks here to kind of go through digital solutions class here in a little bit different structure than what we've done in the past. But that's a kind of a similar layout to the other new class we're offering internally, which is that selling on value course, right? Where we bring in 2 different districts from different regions. We already did our first session of that earlier this year. It's pretty well received. And then we're going to be doing another session of that later this year as well. So, you know, for our folks in the field, that's going to be a class your district manager might opt into participating in. For you guys as well. So some really good opportunities at that selling a value class where we kind of help do a deep dive of your territory using market intel and pricing. They really sit down with you, do an individual consultation with that. And then we actually bring you guys in. We had some great conversations the last one about where we win, what products are we winning with, what are some things that are working for folks here. So it's a great knowledge exchange, you know, with some folks who usually wouldn't work together, right? We had a district from the East Coast and district from the West Coast who came in. So had some interesting stuff going on in there. But digital solutions, I'm sure, is going to kind of operate that same way. We're going to have some folks with some different ideas, different backgrounds, and obviously too, some really good information coming from, the digital solutions team and all the field engineers who are going to be helping out with that too.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. The selling on value class went over very well. Great conversations happening in there. There was a lot of exchange of information. It was eye opening on some topics that we didn't think that, I would not have anticipated, but it was a very good class, very well received.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, hey, we're going to run it back again here a little bit close to the end of this year. And we've got great opportunities coming up here, it sounds like. So lots of good opportunities to go out and enjoy some instructor-led trainings that we've got. We also got a lot of opportunities for those. So thank you, Tom, for putting together all of these instructor-led events here and putting together these kind of courses for us. You have anything else you'd like to add on the instructor-led portion of these?
I encourage everybody to attend these. The first couple of classes, it seems like we didn't have quite as many Conti people attending, and I just don't know if they weren't quite sure whether they could or not, but I encourage you to attend. Like Josh mentioned, the last one, we had a couple of TSMs show up with fleets, and the feedback I got after that is that the fleets were very impressed and are actually, we were gaining market share with them. So I encourage you to take advantage of these classes, sign up when the sheet goes out, always, you know, sign up sooner than later, and look forward to seeing you guys at all these things.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to go over all this information with us, Tom, and for talking a little bit about some of these training events with us. And obviously, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Tom Johnson or myself, and either of us are going to be happy to answer any of your in-person event questions that you might have, or suggestions. If you have anything that you'd like to see added to in the coming years, we obviously added a lot of new stuff this year. So we're always looking for those next, big ideas or things to try, but we think we got a good setup here for this year, and hope to see you guys at some of these events. I'll kind of throw in one other plug here too. So if you're interested in doing some training and interested in learning some more about the tire industry or about our specific products, but if the timing is not working out necessarily for some of these instructor-led classes, we've also got our Conti Academy online learning platform too. And we'll use that platform to actually cross-promote some of those online classes, but there's also self-paced courses you can go there and take too. So that's a really good option for somebody who, you know, unfortunately the scheduling doesn't work or the travel doesn't work, that's another option that you might have to be able to go in there and explore. We got a lot of product modules in there, things that go through various products, they go through how we build tires. So if you can't make it to the Clinton plant for that advanced truck tire wear, class, we do have some content in Conti Academy that goes through the Clinton plant with you. If you can't make the CLC class, we've got a lot of the CLC apprenticeship videos in there too. So, you know, it's a nice complement to some of these in-person events here. But we really like to see you guys there. It's a great way to learn more about the company, learn more about the industry. And also too, for anybody internal who is not customer facing, this is a great way to meet some of the customers that we're ultimately supporting. So it can be a really good eye-open experience for those of you guys who don't interact with customers on a day-to-day basis as well.
Looking forward to working with you guys.
Perfect. Hey, I couldn't have said it better myself here. So thank you again for your time here today, Tom. Appreciate you taking the time to jump onto the podcast with us for our, I guess, kind of our training family episode here, so to speak. We appreciate you jumping on here. Next month, we're going to have the sales distribution team jumping on here to talk a little bit about their new team, how they're structured, what they're ultimately doing for you guys out there in the field, and also internally too, so you guys have a little bit better understanding of their team. So look forward to having them here next month. But until next time and until that next episode, keep on rolling.